broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for October the 2nd in the year of our Lord 2015. The goal of the broadcast always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. This is Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live, Hour 1 of 2. And it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And ladies and gentlemen, if we got a row to hoe, even the conservatives are duped everywhere, it seems to me. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Wow, we got a barn burner broadcast today full of news. Yesterday's recap brought to you by thepowermall.com starts now. House passes stopgap spending bill. Yeah, they say a government shutdown averted till just before Christmas. How do you think that's going to go? They passed the buck once again. Never mind, John Boehner stepped down. Didn't do any good, did it? Oh, no, Sam. John Boehner stepped down, but he's still there for a little bit. Okay. Could it be a poison pill? Mitt Romney is confident that Donald Trump won't be the GOP nominee. Wow. Where would he get such confidence, huh? You think he's an insider? You think he knows? White House reiterates Kim Davis's religious freedom is not above the Constitution. The White House flat out violating the law they swore to uphold. President Obama believes that religious freedom does not grant us the freedom to deny our fellow Americans their basic constitutional rights so they can force Kim to violate her conscience to promote the so-called manipulated, perverted laws created by the Supreme Court, and they call that our rights? Good luck with that deceptive lie for logic. Faith under fire, ladies and gentlemen. In God we trust. Police Chief Adrian Garcia tells off angry atheists. He says, you know what? You know what, people? Go fly a kite. Tough beans. We're going to have In God We Trust on our vehicles. Go fly a kite. We're not doing this. Faith under fire, folks. Freedom in the crosshairs. With its stock price down over 80%, Cumulus Broadcasting, the second largest radio broadcaster in the country, replaces its chief executive after the meltdown. Wow. Crazy stuff. Got fantastic news, though. In this Chicago Catholic private school, students work one full day a week to pay tuition. Deseret News, good for them reporting it. It was the main topic of yesterday's broadcast for good reason. We want educational solutions on the table, folks, and this is indeed one of them. It looks like any other private high school, folks, but for one detail, every single one of these kids are working to raise roughly 70% of their own tuition. Private sector donations make up needs-based scholarships for the rest. Most of their parents, folks, did not graduate from high school. Most speak no English at home. All of them are poor. Many of them live in real poverty. And most of them start high school two reading grade levels or more behind. To make up the time in the other 4 days, they have fewer electives, a longer school day that runs from 8:30 to 3:30, and a 10-month school calendar. The smart money, it would seem, would be on the employers that are hiring. They're investing in society. Children aren't ending up on the dole. Kids aren't struggling to get out of high school and figure out what they want to do. No, they're going to college and doing very well indeed, ladies and gentlemen. It is a model for success. It started out with one school in Chicago. Now they have over 30 private schools doing the same thing with tremendous results. Where's the mainstream press? Where are the politicians on the stage? Where are the people to run to the solutions that work, huh? They're nowhere to be found. Hour two, we continued in this Chicago school. Students work one full day a week to pay their tuition. Deseret News gets the credit. Sam and Kurt break down educational solutions with real case studies for emphasis. How do you like that? That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. I'm telling you, it was a barn burner broadcast. If you want to get caught up on some incredible educational solutions. Be my guest, LibertyRoundtable.com. It's there on demand, also on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. Liberty Roundtable live and on demand at your fingertips. You got to dig it. You want to help us promote what we do? LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow. Any penny we get will be used to promote and extend our reach for the broadcast. That's a recap brought to you by ThePowerMall.com. Now, news the networks refuse to use for this Freedom Loving Friday starts now. Brought to you in part by your scientifically backed Free Vigor test. How would you like more energy in your day, huh? All right, take the test for free and learn more. Get a hold of Kurt, that's C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Do you know who the FBI chief is right now, Kurt?
No.
James B. Comey, okay?
All right.
FBI Chief James B. Comey wants you to know, Kurt, that there will not, I'm going to say this again, there will not be any politics interfering with the inquiry on Hillary Clinton's emails, okay?
Of course, someone can count on that.
You're feeling better about that now? Yeah, FBI Chief James Comey.
Nothing
politics won't interfere.
Until it's been denied.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, just thought that was an interesting headline. Why they choose to write that? I mean, to me, if the FBI was doing their job, that would obviously be the case. Why would you just announce that right off? Because you know nobody trusts you, FBI. You've been involved in so many scandals, so many provocateur events, so many abuses that nobody trusts you anymore at all. That's why. Wow. And then the FBI was involved in Operation Fast and Furious. The FBI investigating Shane Hargers, who supposedly, you know, this two-name scenario in the FBI. What's up with that? All right, Kurt, you had an interesting headline. It's subject professional lemon picker, right?
Well, that's right.
I found this kind of cool, by the way.
A listener sent this, an individual that's acquainted with us sent this to us. And, you know, what you have is you've got basically... it starts out with this idea, you know, we've heard this a lot, that there are these people that, don't want to do certain jobs in America.
Of course
not. So that's why we have to have these, individuals come across the border to take care of those kind of jobs. And so the headline, after the professional lemon picker thing was this lady. You got an older lady with a nice smile, and it says Sally Mullahan of Coral Springs, Florida, decided to take one of the jobs that most Americans are not willing to do. And so it shows her with the picture of a nice bunch of lemons that she's holding in a basket. And it says, Sally applied for a job in a Florida lemon grove and seemed to be far too qualified for the job. She had a liberal arts degree from the University of Michigan and had worked as a social worker and a school teacher. The foreman frowned and said, I have to ask you, have you had any actual experience in picking lemons? Well, she said, as a matter of fact, I have. I've been divorced 3 times, owned 2 Chryslers, and I voted twice for Obama. So anyway,
there you go.
Professional lemon picker.
I thought that was all right. It just kind of demonstrates the absurd by being absurd a little bit about how Americans won't take jobs. And maybe if Americans won't take jobs, what about all those kids that want to go to school, Kurt, and cover some of the costs? Maybe they'd pick lemons, huh, Kurt?
Well, and the key thing that you've got to look at, if you really want to fix this thing, is not just, you know, the border, but as we've said so many times, the handouts that our government does that make it so that people are, I guess you could say, almost encouraged not to work.
Amen to that. It's kind of like paying those farmers not to farm, Kurt, to let their land just kind of sit
exactly
dormant,
right,
or whatever you call it, green. What do they call it? Green belt status for land and stuff like that. It's just like, wow, are you serious? I remember being a kid before I even really knew a lot about politics or a lot about the proper role of limited government, before I really had read and understood the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, etc., before I'd you know, read a lot of books and actively become an informed citizen, which I really recommend everyone do that. But it just used to surprise me. I'd go to my uncle's farms and then be like, oh, yeah, how many acres do you have? I'd always ask that. Oh, I got 640, but, you know, I got 320 in Greenbelt. And I'm like, Greenbelt? What the heck's that? Well, that's, you know, and then they'd tell you that's where you get this big tax break on your land and you get a check not to farm it. And I'm like, man, I want to get a bunch of ground and not farm it. I was thinking that, you know. Wow. Question for you. How do we make America great again? Liberty Roundtable columnist Kevin Blake answers the question in his latest column at libertyroundtable.com. We'll break it down in seconds.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use. So, our buddy Kevin Blake, I'm going to call him a Liberty Roundtable columnist. We just published his column on libertyroundtable.com. How do we make America great again, Kurt? And Kevin's not only a writer, but he's also a well-known talk show host. He's the host of the Restore the Republic show, and he's heavily involved now with the CSPOA in Florida, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Just a great gentleman. He filled in for Tim Starks on his program. He's come on Liberty Roundtable with us, reporting live from Florida from some events that were involved with Billy Ray Fields and Rick Dalton and a few others. So that's going on, Kirk. What do you think, though? How do we restore America? And Kevin has some ideas. Then I want to throw in some ideas.
Very good. You know, as I look at the restoration of America, it just starts, I guess, in my opinion, I would hope it would start with the families and the homes of America. And, you know, and basically a return to those principles that, well, any good society is founded on. And that's where you see the onslaught these days of, well, of the home and family by the out-of-control media, the, you know, so much of the, well, adversaries targeting is right at moms and dads, families, and in an effort to basically tear that thing apart and make it so that there is no more real family life.
You got that right. Kevin Blake would agree with you. He talks about until we bring morality back in America, we ain't going to gain any ground. Now, he doesn't say ain't. I just put that. You know what he says is, look, if you don't have a constitution in one hand and know how to use it, and a Bible in the other hand and know how to use it, and insist on morality in America, you're not going to get our country back. I agree with him completely, Kurt. He then breaks down one of the most devastating things that happened is the Federal Reserve in 1913 and then the income tax that resulted simultaneously, if you will, didn't get ratcheted up till closer to World War II in reality, but it was nevertheless the seeds were sown then. And he basically talks about that. And so I find that interesting when you look on the campaign trail, there's only one guy that's willing to talk about getting rid of the Federal Reserve blatantly and openly, and that's Rand Paul. So I find that fascinating. But anyway, there you have that. All right, Pete wants to chime in. Pete, what do you think we got to do to fix America?
Well, if you want to go back to the Constitution where the three branches aren't fighting for power like they are right now, and we can see it by that last Supreme Court deal, and then Congress, and then you have executive orders coming out of the president. It seems like they're all fighting for power when the real power lies in the fourth branch, which is the administrative procedure, administrative state. And in that particular state, like take for instance, well, the FCC. I said I took that article out specifically for you, Sam, because you ran into that type of situation at one time. But you're talking about an agency of non-elected.
Yeah, the FCC is a bunch of thugs. You're right about that.
Right, non-elected public officials acting in their public official capacity under color of law, actually. Legislating law. Well, they're not legislating law. They're making rules and regulations, and then they put the rules and regulations into the Federal Register. Who reads? I don't read the Federal Register. Do you?
Heck, no. That thing's even bigger than the tax code, my friend.
Absolutely. And so they leave it in there for a month, and then all of a sudden it carries a full force and effect of law. And every agency. Even the Department of Education, go to their website one time, you'll see their legislation. They call it legislation.
Now, you're right about that. So what do you say we do, though? We got to get rid of what law?
Well, the Administrative Procedures Act. That's what instigated the fourth branch of government. And that's the way they look at it as the fourth branch of government. You see, when you're in a court under one of those particular agencies, and a lot of people don't know it, they ask for their constitutional rights. They don't have them. And the reason being is because they're in an Article One corporate court, and it's an inquisition. There is no law there. You're guilty when you walk in, and you're going to pay your attorney, you're going to pay them, and you're going to pay the fine. There's no constitution there at all. To get it into an Article Three court, you'd have to do a Title 42, 1983, and pay $400 and go to a federal district court. But these guys, the courts and the laws, uphold their particular code of federal regulation. And that's where all their stuff ends up, is in the code of federal regulation.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah, see, so getting rid of those guys would save a bundle of money, and it is automatically put the three branches of government back where they're supposed to be, and Congress would have to do something.
Hey,
but
thanks,
no, they
Pete.
They don't get to do anything.
Thanks, Pete. He's right. The separation of power is absolutely critical, ladies and gentlemen. critical that we insist on them, and he's right about some of the procedures realities. We've got to unwind this thing. Kevin's right when he says, though, unless we bring back morality to the people, we've got to have a Bible in one hand and the Constitution in the other. And nothing's going to bring back our freedom like morality. And Kurt's right that Satan and his minions have been attacking the family for quite some time. And family is indeed the fundamental unit of society. So I think all that's relevant. Applying it to the presidential reality, though, what's fascinating to me is that Rand Paul's the only one, Kurt, that's sitting at the national stage, and some are trying to make sure that he doesn't even sit there now. He's the only one to really talk about the Federal Reserve and say, hey, we got to abolish this sucker. Now, I know they're trying to audit the Fed now for a starting point. We can't even get enough support for that. But at least he's correct on the issue, and at least he would do something if he could. Ted Cruz wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. His poor little wifey would be without a job. So that's kind of a problem. How do we make America great again? Bring back morality, says Kevin Blake. And boy, is he correct on that. Check out his column, though. It's at libertyroundtable.com. How do we make America great again? It's an incredibly detailed article. It's very good. Bill O'Reilly's in the news, Kurt. And let me just tell you, remember how I always tell you, he who owns the media makes the rules? And then I tell you the new media is taking center stage. And then I tell you that, you know what, these talk show hosts, they're all on script, Kurt. They're all basically parroting what the writers write for them. They're all basically parroting a standard, here's what you're allowed to say and here's what you're not allowed to say scenario, right?
All right.
I got proof from CNN. That what I say is the facts. Ready? Now listen carefully to this headline. Are you ready? Bill O'Reilly goes off script to send strong 15-word message to Obama after Obama's call for gun control last night. CNN of the mainstream press literally tells you. Now, here's what's interesting. They don't tell you this stuff when they mean to. They tell you this stuff by accident when they have another point to make. Their point is, hey, Bill O'Reilly's taking on Barack on the Second Amendment. But inadvertently, they say he goes off script to deliver a 15-word message. So just imagine, Bill O'Reilly, I mean, it was crazy, Kurt. He left the teleprompter for 15 words.
Ooh,
dude, I mean, do you realize what could have happened?
Yep. Some real facts breaking out there.
It's beyond imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Trump just gets up there without a teleprompter and tells it how it is, Bill O'Reilly's really got to have a teleprompter all the time? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm trying to find this headline on CNN again. And I don't think I can find it now, Kurt.
So we're looking for Bill O'Reilly?
I'll find it. Don't worry. I'll find that. But what do you think about that? Bill O'Reilly goes off script, Kurt, for 15 words. And man, the mainstream press is like, whoa, man. That's like a breakout moment, you know? Told you, man, these people are controlled to the umpth degree. Kurt will tell you how much of a script I use when we get back in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I was wrong, Kurt. I look at so many news sites. It was The Blaze where I found that. Bill O'Reilly goes off script to send strong 15-word message to Barack Hussein Obama. And I just find it shocking that we really find out after I've been telling you these people all talk from scripts, folks. And it's like novelty news. I mean, just incredible news. Bill O'Reilly goes off script for 15 words, man. That's just crazy. What do you think of that, Kurt? I mean, do you want more proof of what I speak? These guys are all on script. How many scripts do I use, Kurt?
Well, you use the same script every day, as far as I know. You know, ever since we've been doing this for like 20 years, and it's called the Zero Script.
Well, in all fairness, I use some headlines from places. In other words, I use a bullet point for a talking point or something like that. A lot of times it's a headline that I write. Yeah, or I take it from the mainstream press.
Yeah, but what I mean is nobody's telling you in your ear, you need to say this or you need to do that. And that's what, at least to me, if somebody's writing a script for you, that's a lot different than you doing it yourself.
Well, you're right about that. Now, it was Fox News that reported it to The Blaze. Sorry, I knew it was a mainstream press source. So Fox News tells The Blaze, hey, Bill actually went off script for 15 words. You ready for what it is?
Yep.
You want to know the 15 words?
They must be amazing.
Okay, it starts out with an open quote just so we can get this right, okay? You're not going to change the Second Amendment. I have a right to protect myself. What do you think of that, Kurt? I mean, Bill was bold, Kurt.
That is a breakout time, man.
I'm just telling you right now, we might have to believe in Fox again.
I'm thinking maybe Bill is going to get moved right in there with Founding Father status.
I'm just talking about right now, talking about bringing it forward. So, you know, but they blatantly tell you, Fox blatantly tells you our host is on a teleprompter so often that when he breaks away from that for 15 words, it's like crazy. I mean, the guy like didn't even have training wheels on or anything, Kurt.
Yeah. I bet they were shaking in their boots.
Man, I've been doing this for 20 years, Kurt. Yeah. And I realize that I may not be as, quote, polished as they are and all that kind of stuff, okay? But I don't have a single script in front of me for my commentary. Nothing. And I'm not only that, I'm writing my headlines and pasting my headlines in. A lot of times I get a headline from the mainstream press. A lot of times I'll get some bullet points from a story, etc. But every relationship to the Constitution or to the proper role of limited government or to family or to our lives or to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, etc., it all comes from my mind, Kurt. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that I'm awesome. I'm just saying there's a big difference in those two kinds of broadcast. Now, I cannot sound as polished, you know, off the cuff, on the fly, as they can. It's just not possible, okay, because they got wordsmiths, you know, putting in just the perfect words. You remember Rush Limbaugh back in the day? He used to tell you that you elevate your language. You got to use power words and all this stuff. I agree with him. There's no doubt a wide, educated or elevated vocabulary has tremendous value. Okay? Power words can be used to really make a difference. When they teach you to write a resume, okay, this example just came from my head on the fly, Kurt. When you learn to write a resume, they teach you to use power words and power phrases that make you appealing to a potential resume reader or reviewer. And you got to use words and phrases and things that stand out. Like, who are you in 30 seconds, Kurt, for example. Well, hey, I'm a hardworking, eloquent talk show host with a God-given gift of gab. You know, that kind of an idea. And you write this polished thing. Well, these talk show hosts do that. And they'll write scripts, and they'll speak from those scripts, and they'll sound incredibly intelligent. They'll sound eloquent, to say the least. I mean, it's polished. It's wonderful. It's good. But I say to you that it's homogenized bad radio. If you want to hear Michael Savage tell you what bad radio is, bad radio is when they take fake callers, they pay actors and actresses to call on given topics and talk from a script on a given issue, then they debate that caller from their script, and it's all planned, manipulated radio. It's bogus. I speak from the heart, ladies and gentlemen, and I submit to you that if you take these people off their teleprompters, there's only few people that can do it and do it well. I'm going to say that again. There is only a few people that can do that and do it well for any length of time. Now, you know what? A lot of guys could put together one good show on a topic they're passionate about. But how about just ranging from topic to topic, issue to issue, subject to subject, with actually some experience behind them and intelligence and etc. Okay, that's what we do at Liberty Roundtable Live. I don't have a script at all. I speak from the heart, and I submit to you that I rival these clowns in eloquence. I just used a Donald Trump phrase, didn't I? All right, well, anyway. I'm telling you, though, these people are goofy. They run around and act like they're the cat's meow when it comes to radio. They don't have a clue. I've forgot more radio than these people have ever put together in their lives. Because I do it from the heart. There is no script. I've been in the trenches trying to go, holy Maloney, how come this thing doesn't work? How do we get back on the air? I've been in the trenches in radio for 20 years. Most of these talk show hosts don't have a clue about the details of radio sales or how to do engineering or any of the other things that we do daily. Anyway, Bill O'Reilly goes off script to send 15-word, what? Rejection of Obama's violate your Second Amendment rights claims? All right, Bill. Are you going to have Barack back on your show soon, right after your 15-word off-script censure of him? All right, Kurt, yesterday, while these goofballs were going off-script for 15 words, you want to know what I was doing? First off, I was working my day job. Secondly, yeah, I was working on radio, as I always do. See, the show takes us a lot of hours off the air, Kurt, even more hours off the air than it does on the air. As you well know, both of us are doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I busted out and wrote an email to two people, Kurt. And they both happen to be senators, and they both happen to be running for president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
So I got on the horn and transferred me to Rand Paul's office. Would you please transfer me to, what's that other guy's name? Ted Cruz's office, would you please?
Yeah.
And I talked to their staffs, and I got their, well, in Ted Cruz's case, it's scheduler. And then the Ron or Rand Paul person actually has a name. And I emailed them, Kurt. And my email says, interview request on Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm going to read you what I wrote them. Hi, Jillian. In Rand Paul's case, it's Jillian that's the scheduler, okay? Hi, Jillian. My name is Sam Bushman, host of Liberty Roundtable Live. And then I give the link, libertyroundtablelive.com or libertyroundtable.com. The show airs Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The show is live on several terrestrial AM and FM radio stations across the United States, as well as live and on demand on the internet, as well as the Roku player. Can you please find a time for Senator Rand Paul to join us on air? We would like to talk about his run for president, as well as some of the changes in leadership in the House of Representatives and how that will affect the Senate. We are thinking that the 30-minute interview may work best. Just an FYI, we work closely with Senator Lee and have had him on air with us several times. We also had Ron on with us when he was in Congress. We also work closely with our Utah State Campaign for Liberty group in our home state of Utah. My bio is below for your reference. And then it says Sam Bushman. According to Sam, the words family men describe him to a T. Along with his strong Christian beliefs, his wife Julie and his 8 children are his treasures. His hobbies include homeschooling his children, playing games, fun in the outdoors, reading, a love of music, and his favorite, talk radio. Sam has been a talk show host for 20-plus years, sharing his God-given gift of gab on a wide range of topics. His radio programs have been syndicated on several radio networks, including Liberty News Radio, a worldwide radio network startup solution built and owned by Sam. He currently hosts 2 talk shows, and it goes into those. Liberty Roundtable, Canada Discussion, etc. Sam's a well-known public speaker on all kinds of topics relating to liberty, including He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules presentation, and The New Media Takes Center Stage. And then it says Sam runs a consulting business, etc. We look forward to working with you. Thanks, Sam Bushman, owner of Liberty News Radio, talk show host, Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. So Sam sends interview requests to Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, Kurt. I sent it yesterday right after the show. It's almost been 24 hours and not a single response, Kurt. And I don't mean to be offensive, but look, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul are about to melt down and not even be part of the next debate because they don't have enough support, Kurt. Now, I know that they'll tell you that's not true. Rand Paul will say, not so fast, I'm not going anywhere yet, kind of a thing. But the fact is, topping the polls still is Donald Trump, Kurt, followed by it's debatable now. They say that Marco Rubio's coming on strong, Carly Fiorina's coming on strong, Ben Carson coming on strong, and then they, you know, mix Jeb Bush in there somewhere, and, you know, it's way down to the bottom that you get the Rand Pauls and Ted Cruz's and Bobby Jindals and whoever else. And so in a situation where Rand wants to run for president, right, he doesn't really have time to get back to me at all, Kurt. Not even his staff. Not a single comment from them. And you could say, well, Sam, maybe they didn't get your message. And my response is twofold. One, it didn't bounce. Two, the email does follow the standards for the Senate, so I'm pretty sure that it's correct. Three, I asked if I could talk to somebody, and they said their preferred way is email. In other words, no, you can't talk to somebody, and no, you can't really leave a message, etc. So what do you say to that, Kurt? They're melting down in the polls. At least the mainstream press's narrative is that's true. It doesn't matter if it's really true or not, because if that's the only information that you can get, well, I'm trying to verify that reality elsewhere through the senator's, you know, staff or whatever. Can't get that done. They can email me daily and beg for money, but I can't get a hold of them if my life depends on it, Kurt. But yet they need the new media taking center stage to give them a boost, but yet they're not reaching out to us at all, and we don't even have a method to get a hold of them. But I guarantee you, if somebody at Fox wanted to get a hold of Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, buddy, they'd have them in about 5 seconds flat, wouldn't they, Kurt? I just find this narrative really interesting.
It is, you know, you've got to look at the picture and say, why, you know. You know, it's a little bit more related story, you know, how the end of the quarter just came in, right, Sam?
Yes,
and
sir.
Everybody's got to report, you know, their, I was going to say earnings, you know, that kind of thing. But we've already heard about Mr. Carson bringing in, you know, around $20 million. Now, some would say, well, $20 million, that's, you know, some big cash. Ladies and gentlemen, at least we've already been told that pretty much about $1 billion will be spent by the winter So 20 million, a little bit.
Nothing. In fact, they're saying that Ben Carson might have a chance to do quite well, except for his campaign's anemic when it comes to cash, and therefore it might be his downfall now. That's what they're claiming.
Well, and the latest story out of the Washington Post, it says Rand Paul raised $2.5 million last quarter. So if Carson's at 20 and Rand Paul got 2.5, you can tell, somebody's hurting.
And then they're going to say that, hey, Rand has no support.
Yeah,
and then
even
though they don't admit this, Kurt, what it really means is unless you have plenty of money, you won't have any support, Kurt.
Yeah, and you've got to have a friendly media. That's what basically made the Trump, Trumpster where he is and brought him there. And that's what can take him apart or take him down. That's what can take any of them apart or make them a household name. He who owns the media makes the rules.
Wow. Anyway, it's sad. I guess there's a massive data breach, Kurt, that affects 15 million T-Mobile customers, Kurt. And you can't blame it on T-Mobile, though. The data breach was that the credit card company known as Experian, Kurt. There's three kind of main credit card companies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. By the way, let me just tell you, off script, because I don't have a script anywhere, I'm telling you that the headline, 15 million T-Mobile customers get hacked because of a data breach at Experian. That came from a headline. Okay, that's the only words that I had from the headline. Now, I'm not on script, I'm just Sam Bushman here, but I got a background in finance, okay? I used to do mortgages for a long time, and I happen to know there's three credit bureaus. One of them is TransUnion, one of them is Equifax, one of them is Experian. I happen to know this. I've worked with them in detail. So see, I can just flat out go off script and talk about this, Kurt. And you don't get data, you don't get credit reports on people without going through one of those three players. And usually they go through more than one player, like in the mortgage business. We pull all three credit scores, all three FICO scores, and then we compare them. And we usually take the middle score, for example. If you have a high score and a low score and a middle score from all three of them, we usually take the middle score. A lot of times we'll take the two highest scores and drop the lowest one. There's a lot of ways to do it. But I'm just telling you. So Experian had a data breach. They got hacked, Kurt. And now 15 million T-Mobile customers are hosed. That's the company that handles credit checks for the wireless carrier T-Mobile. And it results in the loss of Social Security numbers, birth dates, and names. But, Kurt, they say Experian is taking responsibility for the breach, and they're in the process of notifying customers that may be affected. You'll get a letter next week, according to a T-Mobile spokesman. They also say the company is offering 2 years of free credit report monitoring through Protect My ID, which is what what Experian in this case owns. Anyway, they say all T-Mobile customers can take advantage of this offer, even if they're not part of the breach. And the fraud resolution service will be available for as long as customers need it. Now, I did read a couple of those details about what was breached and what wasn't breached and all that kind of stuff. But the rest of it all came from my mind on this story, Kurt. And here's what I find fascinating. They want you to believe that you lost your Social Security number, your birth date, and your name, but not any credit card data. Okay, Kurt? No credit card data, buddy.
Oh, yeah. You could count on that. I mean, nothing is official until it's been denied. And
I'm just going to get rid of all my credit cards. You know what I'm going to do, Kurt?
What's that?
I'm going to bust out and go into the not raising hogs business. What do you think? Because that kind of relates to this idea that I was talking about earlier about we got to be paid not to farm or whatever. Okay. I'm going to be in the not raising hogs business, Kurt.
Yeah, and I saw this a little while back, and you made me remember it when you mentioned your relatives talking about their big farms and not farming them to make money. In this case, this guy wrote a letter. It's tongue-in-cheek, but it does point out the fact, and he addressed it to the Secretary of Agriculture. He says, "Dear sir, my friends Wayne and Janelle over at Wichita Falls, Texas, received a check the other day for $1,000 from the government for not raising hogs. So I want to go into the not raising hogs business myself next year. What I want to know is, in your opinion, what's the best type of farm not to raise hogs on? And what's the best breed of hogs not to raise? I want to be sure that I approach this endeavor in keeping with all government policies. I would prefer not to raise razorback hogs, but if that's not a good breed not to raise, then I can just as easily not raise Yorkshires or Duroks. As I see it, the hardest part of this program will be keeping an accurate inventory of how many hogs I haven't raised. My friend Wayne is very excited about the future of this business. He's been raising hogs for 20 years, and the most he ever made was $420 back in 1978 until this year when he got your check for $1,000 for not raising hogs. If I can get $1,000 for not raising 50 hogs, will I get $2,000 for not raising 100 hogs? I plan to operate on a small scale at first, holding myself down to about 4,000 not raised hogs, which will give me 80,000 income the first year. Then I can buy an airplane. Now another thing, these hogs I will not raise will not eat 100,000 bushels of corn. I understand that you also pay farmers for not raising corn and wheat. Will I qualify for payments for not raising wheat and corn, not to feed the 4,000 hogs I'm not going to raise? I want to get started not feeding as soon as possible, as this seems to be a good time of the year to not raise hogs and grain. I am also considering the not milking cows business, so please send me any information on that also. In view of these circumstances, I understand that the government will consider me totally unemployed, so I plan to file for unemployment and food stamps as well. Be assured that you will have my vote in the coming elections. Patriotically yours, Otis Deal. And there's a P.S. as well. It says, would you please notify me when you plan to distribute more free cheese?
Yeah. Darn right. There you go, Sam. Mm-hmm. Nothing like living in the free republic,
God bless
right?
America. Yeah.
What a tragedy, folks. But that's what we got going on here. Yeah. And I'm just so proud of Bill O'Reilly going off script for 15 words. I mean, I'm just elated. Because in their backhanded way, although they were trying to tell you how Bill O'Reilly's so opposed over there at Fox to Barack Obama, inadvertently they tell you that he's on script all the time. And when he goes off script for even 15 words, it's like, oh my goodness. Make sure to check what he's going to say. Make sure that it's okay, because, man, this could just go all wrong in a hurry. I've been off script for 20 plus years, baby.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have less mistakes in what I say than they do, Kurt. All right. 1 hour in the can. Second hour coming up. The good sheriff, Mr. Richard Mack, will be with us as well, we hope, if all goes well. And archived broadcasts are always available at libertyroundtable.com. We the people can make a difference on this freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. This nation shall endure.